Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. and Germany still push for diplomacy in the Ukraine crisis. President Barack Obama says that providing Ukraine with lethal defensive weapons in its fight against Russia-backed separatists remains an option, but that no decision has yet been made. Speaking during a joint news conference at the White House Monday with Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, Mr. Obama said they continue to seek a diplomatic answer.
My hope is that through these diplomatic efforts, those costs have become high enough that Mr. Putin's preferred option is for a diplomatic resolution. And I won't prejudge whether or not they'll be successful.
President Obama says Russia is continuing its aggression against Ukraine, sending in tanks and artillery to support separatists in violation of last September's ceasefire agreement. The European Union decided Monday to delay imposing sanctions on additional Ukrainian separatists and Russians to await the outcome of a four-nation summit on the Ukraine conflict Wednesday in Minsk. Nigeria's Boko Haram militants launched new attacks in Niger and Cameroon on Monday as the group's leader vowed to defeat soldiers fighting the group. Witnesses say Boko Haram gunmen attacked a prison in the southeastern Niger town of Difa, but were driven back by Niger's army. There was no word on casualties or whether any prisoners escaped. Reports from northern Cameroon said militants had seized a bus with at least 18 people on board. Egypt suspended all major football games in the country and ordered an investigation into a violent clash in a Cairo suburb between security forces and football fans that left more than 20 people dead. Sunday's violence broke out when police fired tear gas and birdshot into a corridor of fans trying to get into Air Defense Stadium. This is VOA News. A pair of bombings killed at least 15 people in and near Iraq's capital on Monday, including a suicide blast in a mainly Shiite section of Baghdad. There's been no claim of responsibility. UN brokered talks aimed at resolving the political crisis in Yemen resumed Monday, but two parties promptly walked out. ISLA, an opposition party merging Islamist and tribal interests, and the smaller Pan-Arab Nasserist organization, quit the talks, saying they had been threatened by a Houthi representative. The negotiations are aimed at resolving the political crisis in the volatile Arabian Peninsula state. Shiite Houthis captured the capital last September and took over the government last week, dissolved parliament, and forced the ouster of Western-backed President Abdurrabu Mansur Hadi. International donors at a conference in Nairobi have pledged an additional $529 million toward humanitarian relief in war-torn South Sudan. VOA's Gabe Joslow has details.
UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos told reporters Monday that pledges made at the conference bring the amount raised for South Sudan this year to $618 million. The sum is barely one-third of the $1.8 billion the UN has requested. Amos called on the country's leaders to work toward peace.
And I have to say that we felt very strongly yesterday that if they actually went out and saw the conditions in which their people are living, it might actually mean that they would pause and think again.
Low-level fighting continues. Gabe Joslow, Nairobi.
The Somali parliament approved a new cabinet on Monday, just hours after gunmen shot and killed one of its members. Abdullahi Kayad Barre was gunned down in the capital, Mogadishu. The attackers escaped the scene, and the al-Qaeda-linked militant group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the shooting. Despite the killing, parliament met and endorsed the cabinet of Prime Minister Omar Abdelrashid Sharmarki. Finance ministers and central bankers from the world's 20 leading economies gathered in Istanbul Monday for the opening of a G20 meeting aimed at coordinating action to spur economic growth. Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Ali Babacan, whose country is the current G20 chair, expressed hope that nations would set binding national investment targets. The northeast United States was hit Monday with a third major snowstorm in 2 weeks. The National Weather Service issued winter storm warnings from central New York State through northern Connecticut, Massachusetts, and southern New Hampshire. In the New England city of Boston, Massachusetts, residents woke up to as much as 30 centimeters of new snow. As of Monday, Boston had received about 1.7 meters of snow this winter, most of it in the past 2 weeks. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.